you know, when you're everywhere, you're nowhere. So you need to really drill in. It's pathetic when we have all of these events or we're doing something and I'm Googling you or I'm trying to find something about you. You don't have a bio. You don't have a picture. There's no description about who you are. I don't know. It's tough. You know, it's really tough. And then sometimes you see amazing people who are doing great work. It's not okay, again, to be the best kept secret.
Welcome to the Podcast Ally Podcast. I'm Dr. Sarah Glova, keynote speaker and workshop facilitator, and I'm on a mission to find out how to be the best podcast guest. So I'm talking with hosts, people who have been guests on hundreds of podcasts, and podcast network executives so I can learn the good and bad, what works, what doesn't, how I can build my brand through podcast guesting. With me today, I am so excited we have Omawumi Akpe, PR and reputation management expert. And can I just say, because Omawumi, I've worked with you before, you are just a gem. I cannot wait to get you on the show and for more folks to hear about your work. Based in Nigeria, but a true globetrotter, Omawumi is the founder and managing partner of GLG Communications, helping brands across the world to improve their communication strategies. Omawumi, welcome to the show. Can't wait to hear your expert ideas for how we can leverage a guest podcast opportunity to grow our brand.
Thank you so much, Sarah. It's always a delight to speak with you and do anything with you because, you know, you're just amazing.
Well, back at you. And can I just call out for our listeners who happen to be watching with video? I can tell that you're traveling. I know that you travel everywhere. Where are you calling us from today?
From Budapest, Hungary.
Well, thank you for that. We are so glad to have you join us. We have a standard question that we love to ask on the podcast. Mm-hmm. It's a first one that's fun to get started with. So what is your worst podcast experience? Can you share one of the bad ones? So did you have an experience where a podcast did not go well? And what was that like?
Well, I'll say, thankfully, do not have that yet. I don't have a word.
I hope we didn't just jinx you. I'm going to knock on wood.
No, you can't. I mean, it's Sarah Glover. I'm sure I'm in good hands. So, no.
Yeah,
so far,
good.
This experience has been great. So I think it'd be good.
Great podcast experience so far. I love that. Well, we'll have another great one today.
Oh, but I do have one of my clients that was going to be on a podcast. And the way the podcast host and the team, and this is a CEO of a large company in Nigeria, where I'm from. And because, you know, I'm in PR, this is my client. And the way they went towards, you know, the whole process of getting him on, it was a nightmare. We had my client, who is really very easygoing, he was so disgusted by the whole process. It was like, I told him, there's no way you're doing this. And he knows it. It was just, you know, we had to say, no, we can't. Like, we couldn't even get on the show. It was that bad, you know. So I think it's very critical that with the experience, it all begins from even before it starts. And sometimes even the person comes on, they may already be upset. And then the vibe is no longer right. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You know what? I think you're the first person who's given us an example where the podcast experience was bad before the recording even started. So what a helpful reminder that the podcast experience isn't just when you get into the booth, if you will, but it's really the whole process.
It is.
Wow. Oh, so amazing. So we're going to be talking today about how thinking about our listeners, can best leverage a podcast guest opportunity to grow our brand. So as a PR and reputation management expert, I would love to pick your brain about this. And maybe we could start with just this general question of how do you help prepare your clients for podcast guest opportunities?
You know, the first thing is really just being positioning yourself to be seen. You know, what do you want to be seen as? It's very important that people are not confused by who you are and what your brand is about. And they think, okay, what do I bring you up to talk about? You know? So when there's that intentionality with the brand positioning, the personal branding, or what it is that you want to be seen as, then it's easy for people to be able to reach out. And also sometimes, you know, so when there's that, that's first done, you know, and then when you have the opportunity, you want to ensure that if, say, for example, this is your first opportunity, you want to give it all you've got so that you are able to leverage it for more. And so it's very important. And you're ready. Like, for example, even with your LinkedIn, your bio, there's everything is clear. There's no confusion about who you are. No, you know, and all of these things you is done right. You have proper headshots. It's not, trust me, we do a lot of events because of my work. And we want people to come and speak at events. They don't have good headshots. If you even sometimes, because maybe they've not been able to respond earlier, like, oh, my event is going to start. We just need to go on Google and get something. And there's nothing on Google. It's just maybe one poorly taken selfie or all of this. So yeah, you need to be ready, have a proper profile, bio, and your headshots and your social media, preferably, you know, I mean, let's just say LinkedIn first, you know, have it all done well so that when you're found, it's easy to be understood and people know where, how they can, you know, bring you in into the conversations that they're having.
I love this. And I want to talk to you more about being ready. I see you as somebody who is ready. And if you want to see some examples of amazing headshots, just Google Omawumi. You are my Pinterest board for fashion ideas, just as a person. But I want to come back to something that you said, maybe I need this on a tattoo. Position yourself to be seen. I love this phrase. So position yourself to be seen. Here's what this reminds me of. I had a student the other day tell me that she was really struggling in a job fair. And the reason she was struggling is she was going up to potential employers and they were asking her what she was looking for. And what she told me was, well, I really want this, but I can also do this. And if I really need a job, I can also do these things. How do I tell them all of those things? And what I really wanted her to understand was you can't tell anybody all of those things because they're not going to walk away with anything. If you try to be everything, it's nothing. And that's what I'm hearing in this idea of positioning yourself to be seen. And when I think of that, it's saying yes to something specific, which is hard for people because it means saying no to other things. But can you talk a little bit more about this phrase, positioning yourself to be seen, and just with your background and expertise, why that's important to position yourself?
Yeah, I think, you know, thanks. It's a very noisy world today. You know that. It's more, there's just so many conversations happening. There's a lot of things today. The second it's breaking news, the next minute, there's something else, you know? So you have to be able to stand out, be unforgettable. And it's really, number one, it starts with authenticity and what it is that you are unique, you know, about, unique for. So that, so you don't want to be, like you said with this girl, you know, you don't want to be everything. You just, you want to be the thing that you, a confused mind will always say no. So in whatever we do in life, you're selling. As a human being, you're selling yourself, you're selling your job, you're selling your business, you're selling something. You know, whether you are an entrepreneur or not, you're selling. Even with friendships, with relationships, we are all selling. And when somebody is confused, the thing they'll tell you is no. So you want to ensure that you are, with this positioning, being able to get people to say yes to you, yes to your brand, yes to what it is that you represent. And so it's about clarity. Because at the end of the day, if you don't know who you are, how can you let people know? How can you tell people? And it's really simple. For I tell people when you want to describe yourself, when you go, you have this, how many, 15 seconds, for example, to introduce yourself at an event to people. What is it? Who are you? What do you do? Who do you do it for? And if, you know, you could quantify it or qualify it, how do you qualify? And it's just in this moment, when you are able to distill yourself to the lowest lows, to the shortest numbers, to the reduced words, then you know that there's some clarity. And that's it with the positioning as well. It's pathetic when we have all of these events or we're doing something and I'm Googling you or I'm trying to find something about you. You don't have a bio. You don't have a picture. There's no description about who you are. I don't know. It's tough. You know, it's really tough. And then sometimes you see amazing people who are doing great work, it's not okay, again, to be the best kept secret.
It's not okay to be the best kept secret. Oh, that's so good. I love that because, you know, I think a lot of folks, they hope that their work speaks for themselves. And I get that. I really do. I like the idea of doing good work. But I think if you reframe it as this idea of, I have information and expertise that could help people. And by not making it clear how I can help people, I am keeping that information from somebody. And when you are too generic and you're not specific about how you can help folks and what your expertise is, you're keeping it a secret. It's the best kept secret. Oh, what a helpful frame for that.
Yeah, you put it so well. For example, if you're a woman, you want to go see a gynecologist, you want to see the one that is like, this is what they're doing. It's not the one that says, oh, I'm an art surgeon. I do gynecology. You know, I could check out foods as well. I can look
That's
at your
so
eyes
true.
As well. You'd be like, okay, no, this one.
You're right. When you have a specific need, you're looking for a specialist. And I think you dropped some sales knowledge on us with that. A confused mind says no. I remember that. I remember taking classes and learning that. And so when we think about this idea of we're kind of always selling, and for folks who get uncomfortable with that idea of selling, it's really this idea of you're always building your brand. You're always helping people understand who you are and how you can help them. So that's something you continue to do. It's a practice. And a confused mind says no. So how can we be really clear and position ourselves to be seen? And you're giving us that reminder in this episode. And I think for me, I heard some almost like a worksheet. I feel like you're giving me a bit of good homework here. Who are you? What do you do? And can you quantify it or summarize it in a story? You said getting down to the simplest version. Again, that confused mind says no. So what is the simplest and clearest way that you can help someone understand who you are, what you do? Is it quantifying it some way or telling a story in some way? So helpful. Any other questions that you would recommend to folks who are trying to position themselves? So say somebody's struggling with this idea. They're like, okay, I believe you, Omawumi. I need to not be a journalist. I don't want to be a best kept secret, but it's hard for me to describe my work. I can talk about leadership. I can talk about communication. I can talk about XYZ. How do you help some of those folks to get more specific, to better position themselves to be seen? What are some other things you might ask them or talk to them about?
Yeah, I think it's also, you know, like for me, for example, you know, I am trained as a journalist. My first degree is applied microbiology and brewing. I was going to go and do my master's in public health. The only reason why I did it was because I got my visa late to go to America from Nigeria. And so my admission had already gone. So you see, there's a lot of all of these things. And that was how I got into journalism, my first job, right? And then now I'm in public relations and communications. Mm-hmm. I am also a certified life coach and the current president of the Life Coaches Association of Nigeria, right? However, I am not telling people, oh, come and book a coaching session with me. When I do coaching, it's usually in career, I tie it back to the PR because my main job, people know me for, is PR. Mm-hmm. However, you know, coaching is also complementary to my work as a PR professional. And then because, you know, the journalism, I had this blog I started when I was doing my postgraduate degree, and that has grown into the Glazier magazine, which, you know, we have an editor and all of these things. But if you look at it, they're all complementary. Right. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to be in places. You need to find the unifying factor and have something that brings it into all. And then What do you do? Who do you do it for? It's very important. If the people you do it for, so if there's no, you need to know, one has to then take more. Like Sarah, you are also in comms. You're a writer. You host podcasts and all of the things that you do. But if you look at them, they're all complementary, you know? And there's no reason why you can't. I tell people, do everything you can do. If you want to go be a designer, do them. But you have to find a way. Everything will not necessarily be all in 100% each. One, that would be a dominant thing. And especially when you are just trying to build, you need to build in that one area. First, very important. Build in the one area, and once you've gotten expertise and gained, you know, some sort of influence in this area, you can then find a way to branch out and complement. It has to complement, you know. Yeah. Again, all the time, you want to keep asking yourself, am I confusing people? Because if you're confusing people with who you are, you're going nowhere at the end of the day, you know, and you want to know, keep checking yourself. Who am I? What do I do? Who do I do it for? These are the things that, you know, we must look at.
Oh, I love it so much. And I was just looking up because I want to say it correctly, the person who gave you this quote. You keep talking about how it's okay to branch out. You said, do everything, which I love because I am somebody who wants to do all the things. I have a new hobby every week. That being said, you phrased that as branching out. And I heard a speaker last week who said, I've never seen a strong tree with two trunks. And I thought that was so good. It's this idea that we're starting from one foundational place. And to your point, you're somebody who, if I wanted to write a bio about you, I could write a book if I wanted to. You have so many amazing things that I can mention. And you just dropped, oh, just casual that you're president of the Life Coach Association for Nigeria. Like, we didn't even mention that in your bio for this podcast. And it's not because it's not important. We were focusing on the most relevant theme, which was PR and relationship and reputation management. So we talk about PR and reputation management. As we understand that more and talk about what you do, coaching and other things might come into play. But what's so important is your thread, your tree trunk foundation is there. And then we can understand how things branch. And so for us, as we think about potential podcast guests, can you identify for folks kind of the core of what you do? And if not, that might be an important place to spend some time. Is that what I'm hearing correctly?
Very well. And I really love this phrase about, you know, the no tree with two trunks. That's so powerful.
Isn't that good? I'm going to look his name up so we can credit him. I know. Find your trunk. That's so good. So then is that something you often have to work with your clients on as they're going on to podcast opportunities and other things? Kind of this idea of finding your trunk and finding that thread, even if the things that they're doing are pretty disparate, I'm imagining that you can help people find like, oh, but you really do this. And that's how you're able to do all these things.
Yes, for sure. It's what we do with our clients, you know, because at the end of the day, even with podcasting, for example, you can't be on all of the podcasts, right? Mm-hmm. You cannot, you know, not today. You are in the football one, tech one, fashion podcast. What is it that you are? How are you, you know, when you are everywhere, you're nowhere. So you need to really drill in, niche down, get nichier. And it's just, you know, be able to find your core so that when people think about it and say, I know there was then when I just did my certification as a coach, there's this guy who was anger management coach.
Their focus was anger management. Okay.
Yes, I hadn't heard about that before. However, when you are thinking, so when it's easy for people, when they think of something, they just think about you. Because you've made it so well, like, this is me, this is what I eat, this is what I sleep, this is what I drink, and they're going to call you. But when they don't know what it is, even with the invitations, they're not going to come because people don't know where to bring you in or how to bring you, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's important to be able to, you know, find your trunk.
Find your trunk. Now we have a theme. Yeah. I love this. And I think what we continue to do in this conversation is position it as helping. You are helping people to understand when they would call you, when they would bring you in, what your expertise is. And you're going to be able to help more people with your messaging and your expertise if you make that really clear, coming back to this idea of a confused mind says no. Oh, this is so helpful. Okay, so let's imagine that we found our trunk, that we know what it is that we focus on and that we speak about. I imagine that for you and for your clients, the next step is then finding the podcasts that are complementary to that trunk. Because you mentioned earlier, you can't be on all the podcasts. Yeah. You can't be on everything. And so that almost takes a little pressure off. Like, we're not going to be on every show. So it's more important, am I hearing, to find the right shows?
Yes. I like what you said about find the right shows, right? Mm-hmm. Because some people will just sit down and wait to be found. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Especially when you're just starting out, right? You can't just sit there and wait to be found. Mm. You know, you have to, again, going back, you say positioning to be found, you could take a next step and make a request. And if you can't, sometimes you can even get people to do that on your behalf. If maybe you don't have a PR professional or somebody who's helping you, you can do this by yourself. You know, especially when maybe on your LinkedIn, on all of these things, you've been able to really define who you are and you're posting well. It's not that, you know, you post today and 3 months later before you post or something. No, once you're putting all of the things, get positioning yourself, then you can reach out, you know, to, and it doesn't have to be all of it. If you've done maybe five or something like this and you've done them well, you use them well, then you will be found. People think about this thing that you do well, and they're going to bring you in, you know. So I think with my clients, yes, I wouldn't just leave it to chance. You have to be intentional. The most intentional people are the most successful people. Yes, there's luck. Yes, there's all of these things. But if when people are searching, they find you, when they're Googling, I keep telling people the things on Google were put by humans. They weren't put by spirits. They were by humans. You know what I mean? So you have to ensure that when people find you, when people Google you, are they seeing what you like, what you want them to see? I advise people time to time, Google yourself and see what it is that is there. Is it good? Do you want to, you know, tweak it and make sure that the things that are there good? Could it be one news that was bad or something? You know, you have to, you need to be intentional about your brand and about how you're seen. Yeah.
That's so good. And you know what? I remember the last time I heard you speak was on World PR Day when you did an event. And I think you told us then that we need to be remembering to Google ourselves.
Yes.
And it's been a minute. I need to come back and do that. That's such a good tip. So on this idea of being intentional, I wrote down this phrase, some people will just wait to be found. And then you said, yes, there's luck. But if you think about what you find on Google, it was put there by people, not spirits. What a great reminder that it's not just luck that's going to lead people to our work. It is intentionality. And so earlier you said that you need to be ready to leverage these opportunities. You mentioned good headshots. You mentioned SEO. You mentioned a number of things. For my folks who are just starting out, they're maybe going after their first one or two podcast guest opportunities. Maybe they found them on their own. Now they're starting to leverage them. How do they get ready? Not trusting the spirits to line people up and line things up, but what can they do? What would you say are the most important things for somebody who's at that kind of beginner level to focus on to show up as ready to leverage these opportunities?
Yeah, I think, you know, like we've talked about, the whole defining who you are and all of that, once you get that set, then just have a press kit, you know, that is easy to be sent out. Sarah, you have a good one. I know that when we did the 10X Tribe in 2022, you gave me one headshot. We were going to do the PR week, the Internet World PR Day. Sarah, please come and speak at this event and blah, blah. You gave me a new headshot. You know, it's your improving and doing all of these things is easy. You could just have a Google Drive and you have your bio there and keep updating it. Don't slip on yourself. You know, it's easy to forget about ourselves just because, oh, we're humble, very nice, you know, and then you forget. You achieve things. You need to, even the encyclopedia, they have version one, version two, you know. So you do that, you know, keep building on yourself, read up, gain knowledge. It's very important, you know, in today's society and in this landscape where everybody's seeking fame and all of that stuff. Sometimes we forget this. You need to have an expert. You need to have knowledge. Knowledge breeds confidence. You need to know what it is you're talking about. Read about it. Update yourself about it so that you can really be an authority in that, okay? And so when you do all of these things, have the headshot ready, go take a photo. And it does. Sometimes it could even be somebody with... You could, these days with all these good phones, you could, if you're not able to, you know, have a professional take it, just get somebody help you with your phone and do it well. Okay, just have something good and then have a bio. Just be ready and easy to share these things. Some short bio, I'm telling you, don't leave anything to chance. With my clients, we do a press kit for them. I would say, you know, I have a one line, one sentence bio. Yeah, short, you know, we have a short bio. We have a long profile, that all of the things, you know, just so that whatever it is you want, we've got you. So that people are not cutting off the things that you want to, you know, amplify about yourself, about your brand, and put in something else. And they don't necessarily do it out of spite. It's just what they think is important to you.
Right.
But it's not. So you have to be intentional with these things, okay? And so keep updating that bio, update the photos, and then knowledge. Because trust me, I had one client go on an intercontinental TV which was very difficult to book. And the person went there and he could not really deliver. I felt really bad, you know. And the end of the day, once the show ended, the host reached out to me and said, no, Omar, this guy, man, you know, because he couldn't do well. So you have to not just seek out these opportunities, ensure that you're prepared for these opportunities.
Yeah. And I think it gets back to what you said earlier, which is know your expertise, but you added two words. You added authenticity and you added intentionality. And so somebody could reach out and say, I have this really exciting opportunity, but if it doesn't authentically fit with what I'm intentionally trying to go after as part of my brand, that might not be a good fit for me, even if it's a great opportunity, because the worst case scenario is not being able to deliver on that. And so it's really finding, I'm getting so many good takeaways. I've got this idea of you need to find what you can authentically be an authority about. We have this idea of our finding our trunk, but then also being ready to leverage it and making sure that your content, your headshots, your LinkedIn profile, your website are really aligned to that. And I want to call out something that you said about a press kit, which you said it's easy. And I want to repeat that because I think sometimes folks hear terms like press kit and that sounds so official. They're like, oh, I can't, who am I to have a press kit? And you said, you know, folks think they're being humble when they're just like, oh, I don't care what picture you use, say whatever you want for my bio. That's not necessarily humble. That's leaving it to chance and potentially even making it harder on the person. Hosts are so thankful when you send them a press kit. And I will tell you, I followed your instructions, Omowumi. It was, I think, a few years ago when you said, anyone can have a press kit, make a Google Drive folder, have a couple different versions of a bio, don't leave it to chance. Y'all, if you reached out to me right now and asked for my press kit, I would send you a Google Drive link, and in it, you can find a number of bio options, the one sentence, the short, and the long. And that's because you told me that was what I should do, and I have gotten so many folks who have said thank you for that because it's made their lives easier. So I am trying to follow your advice. I'm trying to put it into place. And like you said, as you go, as you continue, as you get better and stronger, it evolves. It gets better.
Yeah, it does. There's a lady who was with the PR panelist that we do the awards. And because the person was, you know, the job and everything, and we Googled them, the last job we thought they had, and we put it there, oh, I've left this job. I no longer do that. How do we know?
Right. That's so amazing because you're talking about someone who made the PR power list, which I know is something that you're behind and you're being a bit humble. I heard you just slip that in, but I just want to call out that you are a big player in creating this PR power list. And as your organization was trying to recognize somebody who was on that list, you Googled them. It says that they're at XYZ job. And then they're telling you, oh, I'm not at that job anymore. Better let Google know.
And your LinkedIn says you're still at the job.
So I think this idea of being prepared, you know, there is work here. There is work to be done. And so I can acknowledge that. And I know it's hard and that we're busy. But I think something I'm taking away from this idea of it's easy to get started is it doesn't have to be the best press kit that is ever pressed kitted. We're trying to start somewhere, right? We're trying to get a level one. And a level one can be a Google Drive folder with a couple example bios. But you're not leaving it to chance. You're letting people know, hey, here's my long bio, but if you want to do a shorter one, this is what I would prefer that you say. I'm going to call out what I hope you keep in my shorter bio.
Exactly.
Oh, this is so helpful. Okay, well, I'm taking all of that away, and hopefully other folks are jotting down these notes and ready to put this into action. I've got another question for you. Just with your expertise, can you tell me a little bit about how you measure the success of an opportunity like a guest podcast? So If you have a client who is going to be a podcast guest, how do you help them measure the success of opportunities like that? If I'm interested in being a podcast guest, what are some things I can think about if I'm trying to understand if that has been successful for me or for my brand?
Before I answer that, I'm going to say, what do you do after you get an opportunity? After you get a media opportunity, a podcast opportunity, do you know, you just record it and you go sit when the podcast is out. What do you do with that? Again, people think because you got a media opportunity, even if you were on CNN, not everybody will be watching at the time your interview came out, right? So you need to ensure, be intentional, use it. Get a screenshot or get a video, post about it, write about it, do something about it. You have to. It's what you do before what to do after, what to do during, the all important processes. You need to, because it's going to be, again, like putting your light on that bushel, right? So you want to ensure that you use it well. Don't leave it to chance with the podcast host. And even if they do their part, you have to do yours. So first of all, ensure that you're using it. You leverage the video, the audio, whatever it is that has come out of. Sometimes, you know, with my clients, when it's really good, we do an article about it and post in a nice, even on TV, whatever. We do a nice article, post in a newspaper or something, or digital, blog or something like this. And we quote the podcast and say, speaking with Sarah Glover on, podcast, blah, blah, blah. We do all of these things, Wow. So that is how you should. And then you know it's a success when people come to talk to you about it. It's really that simple. Just like you stay in a good hotel or you have a good meal, you want to do a review. You want to write about it. People are coming to greet you. Oh my God, Sarah, that was so good. I loved it. Wow. Somebody could, because they at the podcast, go and search you out on Instagram, on LinkedIn, and they say, for example, yesterday I was somewhere. I saw some of the press, the PR agencies that won the awards. And I'm like, oh, let me see them, who they are and all those things, And you could write, oh, you were so amazing, great speech and all these things. They will search you out. If there is nothing, crickets, I'm sorry, that was not a successful podcast. And it has to be both ways,
Yeah. And I feel like I'm on trial in a good way here because I'm guilty of this. I'm like, I did this thing. Isn't that great? And then I move on to the next thing. And what you're saying is, no, it's the before, during, and after. I get stuck in the during. I want the podcast episode. I want the event. I want the keynote to be really good. But there's the before. Are you doing social media posts, letting people know that you're doing this opportunity, letting them know how they can tune in? There's the after. You said, what do you do with that? Are you writing an article? Are you doing a press release? Are you turning it into video or social media? And so this idea of how do you measure if it's successful, it's not just it, as in the episode or the podcast guest opportunity, it's the whole thing. You could be using clips from that. And you know what? I've seen this. If I go on your social media, I see this. You go to an event, but then I can watch you get ready for the event. I can see your outfit beforehand, which I love. I could see after when you're talking to people about how it went, or say, I see testimonials. So you walk this talk so well. And I think it's really important for us to remember before, during, and after.
Yeah, it's very critical. It's very critical. And you can't just leave it to your podcast host to do this for you, because they're hosting so many. They've done your episode. They're moving to the next. Well, you have yours. And this could bring another opportunity for more people to invite you to their podcasts.
So it is not... when I go on a podcast, it is not just that podcast host's job to amplify the episode.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, what a good reminder. And that makes sense why you talk about we need our LinkedIn and our website and all those things to be ready. Because then if I'm sharing that episode and people are like, well, who is this person? And they're looking, I want it to match. Is that what?
Exactly.
Man, it feels like a little bit of work. I feel like we're talking about a little bit of work. But so what I want to remind people is, yes, it's work, but we're talking about intentionality and authenticity. Yes, it's work, but we're not saying that you have to have a brand new website and 40 new articles. It can be these smaller actions.
You don't even have to have a website, If you don't have one yet, that's okay. There's so many other things that you can use, that you just leverage. You're not paying on. I mean, nobody says you have to do LinkedIn Premium or all these other things. Just do what's available to you. Use them well to get to the next level, And then when you're ready to, when you're able to have a website, you can have a website.
Use them well. So whatever tools you're using, it's more important that you're using them well. It's not about trying to jump from level one to level 10. It's okay to be on level one. But if you are using the free version of LinkedIn, make sure you optimize your profile. Make it really clear what people should be talking to you about on that LinkedIn profile. And then eventually you might grow and have a website and things, but start where you are is kind of what I'm hearing.
Yes.
I'm feeling so inspired about this. So I want to ask if somebody wants to connect with you, if there is a listener out there who is also feeling inspired by what you're sharing, what is the best way for folks who are listening to connect with you and learn more about your work, about your clients, about your travels? One of my favorite things to follow from you.
Thank you, Sarah. You're so kind. Google me, Amal Miobe.
I love it. You're talk about walking the talk, because you said earlier that we should try Googling ourselves. So now she says, Google me, see what you find. Oh, I love it.
You should be able to say confidently to someone, Google me, you know, because you know what is there.
You should be able to say confidently to someone, Google me. What a great kind of goal to work toward. So I'm definitely taking that away. Amumumi, you're such a delight. Thank you again for sharing your expertise. Some pretty direct homework with us, but with love always. I think you are somebody who, when I see you and I see your work, you want the people that you work with to be successful. So everything you shared today is with love, with this idea that you want people to be successful. So a confused mind will say no. Remember that. Remember that you need to be really clear. You need to be direct. You said earlier, it's a very noisy world. So in this noisy world, do your best to stand out with authenticity, to be intentional. And for folks who want to find Omowumi, it's Omowumi Ogbe, O-G-B-E, GLG Communications. Look her up on LinkedIn and you will not be sorry you did.
Thank you so much for having me, Sarah. Yeah. And well done on all the amazing things that you do. I don't know how you do it, but well done.
Oh, thanks, friend. One day at a time. So thank you to all of our listeners who joined us for this really helpful episode. If you found this content to be helpful, be sure to follow us on any podcast app. You can also find us on YouTube. And of course, you can check us out on social. Look for @podcastally. And if you're looking to be a guest on more podcasts to grow your brand, check out podcastally.com. I'm Dr. Sarah Glova. I'd love for you to follow me on LinkedIn as well. Or I'll even say, since Omowumi dared me, Google me. Or you can visit saraglova.com or find me on LinkedIn. And we'll see you again soon on our Podcast Ally podcast.